弟兄姊妹你们好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我今天很高兴有机会在这里跟你们分享神的话语。
I am so glad to have this opportunity to come and share from God's word.
我们今天要看的是大家很熟悉的一个诗篇。
Today we're going to look into a very familiar psalm.
是大卫的一个诗篇。
It's a psalm of David.
也可以说是他很写得很感性的一个诗篇。
It's an emotional song by David.
里面他讲到他愿意让他的生命打开。
Here it talks about a willingness to open his life.
去让神进入他的生命之中。
To allow God to enter his life.
那我们先开始的时候就来看这一个诗篇的第一节到第六节。
So let's start by looking at verses 1 through 6 of the psalm.
我们先用中文念，跟着用英文念。
Let's read first in Chinese and then in English. 大卫的诗，交于灵长。耶和华啊，你已经鉴察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down.And are acquainted with all my ways, even before a word is on my tongue. Behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
那这里我们看到大卫很知道的一件事，就是神是一个认识他的神。
Here we see that David recognizes God is a God who knows him.
那在中文翻译里面呢，有不同的词来形容这一个事情。
In the Chinese translation, several different words are used to describe this knowledge.
可是英文呢，就是大概都是用 know 这一个意思。
But in the English translation, basically, the word know, to know, is used.
那是一个经文里面让我们知道神是怎么样认识我们呢？
So how does God know us?
那这里讲到神知道我们在做什么事情。
Here it talks about that God knows what we do.
也知道我们在想什么事情。
God knows what we think about.
很多时候甚至我们都不知道我们自己要说什么，可是神已经知道了。
And sometimes when we don't even know what to say, God already knows what we're about to say.
可是这一个字本身其实不单只是这么简单的知道认识。
But this word know is not a very simple knowledge.
在创世纪第四章第一节里面就有用到这一个字。
The same word know is used in Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
那那一段经文里面怎么说呢？
And how is it used in that verse?
他就说有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该人。
The verse says, Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain.
那其实这一个认识是这里是翻作了同房。
So the word know here is to, their consummation.Of their marriage.
所以这是一个很亲密的一个认识。
So it's a very intimate kind of knowledge.
是一个很亲密的关系的一个认识。
It connotes a very intimate relationship.
所以不像是基本上面就是很多时候是我们去熟悉信息的认识。
So it's not just a informational knowledge.
所以这里要是讲到我坐下我起来你都晓得。
So here it talks about whether I sit or I stand, you know.
这里的意思不是说哦，神就知道你是在什么时候哪一天坐下来站起来。
It doesn't mean God knows what time and on which day you get up and you sit.
可是是知道神在那个时候知道你不单只站起来坐下来，也知道你在心里在经历什么。
That means God not only knows when you stand and sit, He also knows what you're experiencing during those times.
是一个全面的认识。
It's a holistic, a comprehensive knowledge.
所以你们现在很多人都在电脑上面崇拜。
So many of you, for example, are worshiping online.
那今天神就知道你在这里崇拜。
So God knows that you're worshiping here.
可是神认识你的话，就不单只是说神知道你在崇拜。
So because not God knows you, not only does He know that you have logged on to worship.
是知道你是用一个什么样的心情来这里崇拜。
He also knows what kind of attitude and heart are behind your worship.
也知道你可能心里有一些什么的担忧负担，在这个时候来崇拜。
And He also knows what kinds of thoughts and burdens are on you at the moment.
也许你有什么要赞美神，在这里心里充满赞美来崇拜神。
Or maybe if there's anything that you want to praise God for during this worship.
那我想问你，就是你想不想有人认识你那么深刻呢？
So the question is, do you want someone to know you that well?
我觉得在这个世界上面来说，很多时候我们都觉得我们不希望有这样子的人来认识我。
So in this world, generally, we often feel we don't want someone to know us that well.
尤其是在美国，我们讲很多关于这个隐私权。
So especially in the United States, we care a lot about privacy.
我不知道你有没有担心，就是你的手机知道你去过任何一个地方，都知道什么时候到哪里吃饭，都有这个记录，你担不担心？
I don't know if you're concerned about your phone, your cell phone tracking your every movement, every stop you make, where you've eaten lunch, and they've recorded that information.
为什么我们会担心呢？
And why would we be concerned?
因为我们不信任拿到资料的这些人、这些机构会怎么样使用这一些资料。
It's because we don't trust the people who hold that information.
可是除了我们对他们不信任、担心之外，也有另外一个原因令到我们不可以这样子认识，不希望这样子认识自己。
But in addition to the distrust of the people who hold that information, there also is another reason why we don't want that kind of intimate knowledge.
我不知道你们有没有认不认识这一个叫做周哈里窗的一个图。
I don't know if you've heard of this model called Johari window model.
那这里呢是说到我们有四个不同的区域地方。
It shows there are four different regions.
那第一个呢是什么？第一个是叫做开放的地方。
The first one is the open region.
就是一些你对自己认知的东西，那你四周围的人也是认识的。
So this region contains things that you know and people know.
那这个就是很多时候我们在很多电脑上的平台，就是有这个方式去让人认识我们啦。
So this would be the kind of information that would be on many of our online platforms.
就是我们希望给他们一些资料，让他们可以认识我们是一个怎么样的人。
This would be the kind of information we would give to people so they would know us.
那是希望他们从我们让他去认识我们的角度去认识我们的。
But this would be we want people to know us in the way that we allow them to.
那除了这个之外呢，我们有另外一个就是叫做隐藏的那一个角度。
Another region would be the hidden region.
那这个是什么呢？就是我们自己知道，可是我们不想别人知道。
So this region would contain things that we know about ourselves, but we don't want other people to know.
好像我就知道有一些时候我们在这个社交平台，我们可能过了一个很不高兴的一天，可能经历了一些很不高兴的事情。可是我们在上面就说，哇，今天过得很好，我吃了一个很好的饭。
For example, if in real life we've experienced some really sad or traumatic things,But on our social media platforms, we may still say things like, "Oh, I had a great day," or "I had a great meal."
那这是我们不想人知道我们经历了一个很不高兴的事情。
It's because we don't want people to know the negative things that we have experienced.
另外一个地方是什么呢？这里叫做盲点、盲目的地方。
Yet another region is called the blind region.
那那个是什么？就是有一些东西是关于你自己，你自己都不知道，可是对方是知道的。
This region will contain things that perhaps we don't know about ourselves, and yet other people know.
很多时候父母看到小孩，这是有一点，就是很多东西你看见小孩自己都不知道，可是你倒知道他有什么要去面对的。
So one example would be some things parents know about their children, and so that they could help them with, and yet the children don't know that about themselves.
长大了之后，我们的伴侣也是这样子，可以给我们这个一个回应的。
And as we grow up, our life partner sometimes would be the same, would be in a similar situation where they know us, know things about us.
可是你知不知道，无论我们的伴侣也好，父母也好，你怎么样都不可以，就是没有一个人可以认识我到全面什么都知道的。
But do you know that whether it's our partners or our parents, no matter how well people know us, it will never get to the point where everything about us is known.
因为我们生命之中有一个未知点。
It's because there's one last region, it's called the unknown.
那个是什么？那个就是别人也不知道，我们自己也不知道的。
And that will be the area where there are things where people don't know and we don't know about ourselves.
可是这一段经文就让我知道，可能人也不知道，我自己也不知道。可是神是知道的。
But this passage tells us that even if there are things that people don't know and we don't know about ourselves, God knows.
所以我们知道我们的神就是这样子的认识我们的。
So that is how well God, our God knows us.
那我们跟着再看第五节跟第六节里面怎么讲到这一样事情呢？
And now let's look at how verses 5 and 6 talk about this situation.
也是先用中文念跟着英文念。
Again, we will read in Chinese and then in English. 你在我前后环绕我，按手在我的身上，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。 You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
这里讲到环绕我。
Here talks about being hemmed in.
那这里很多时候就是觉得哇，这样子不是很限制我，令到我也很有规范吗？
When we think about being hemmed in,We think about being feeling constrained or restricted.
可是这里大卫不是这样子看的。
But that's not how David sees it.
这里是说到这样子的自私奇妙是我不能测，至高是我不能及的。
He talks about how wonderful it is, how high it is.
就是神认识我们到我们自己都不知道的地方。
That God can know us to an extent that nobody else knows.
因为这样子神就可以帮助我们，像让我们自己的弱点，让我们自己都不知道的地方，他可以显现给我们。
Because that's how God can show us the weaknesses and the shortcomings that nobody else realizes, and he can show them to us.
使到我们可以去得到一个真正的自由。
So that we can obtain a true freedom.
我想大家都知道我们现在在这个情况之下，还是很多地方都不可以去。
So, we all know that even now there are many places that we cannot go.
那其实，尤其是这几个礼拜，我们看到很多就是关于学校开不开、什么时候开，都很多时候都老是在改。
And there's also a lot of uncertainty about the school openings and when it will happen.
那其实我也知道，教会也慢慢准备开放，让弟兄姊妹回来崇拜。
I also know many churches are making preparations to open for in-person worship.
那在我们要去做为这些不同的事情做决定的时候，我们很多时候可能心里就有很大的害怕。
And as we go about making these preparations and decisions, we may have some fears in us.
而且很多时候就令到我们就是犹疑不决的，不知道怎么去做决定。
And it makes us hesitant about.And indecisive when we come to those questions.
那我不知道你有没有些时候觉得心里是有害怕， 可是自己其实在怕什么我也不知道。
Do you ever feel that, yeah, sometimes I do have fear, but I don't know exactly what I fear?
为什么呢？因为有些时候我们害怕出去，可是我害怕，可是我去超市买菜，我又不是很害怕。
So for example, we are afraid to go outside, and yet when we go shop in the supermarket, we feel okay about it.
我跟某些朋友聚一聚可以，可是有另外一个时间我们又不是很敢。
So I feel comfortable meeting up with some friends, and yet if we change that to a different setting, I feel strange about that.
好像我的教会已经开始聚会了大概两个月了。
And for example, our church has opened in-person worship for 2 months now.
当然我们有很多一定要戴着口罩，跟着还有要坐得很远的距离才可以来崇拜。
Of course, we take a lot of precautions such as mask wearing and social distancing.
可是我知道就是在这个过程之中，我们看到很多弟兄姊妹，他们就说，其实他们还没有来的原因，也开始的时候以为是害怕。
So, and actually in the process, many brothers and sisters have shared the reason why they haven't come worship in person, perhaps was out of fear in the beginning.
可是后来他们发觉我也出去吃饭，我也出去买菜，什么都没有问题，那为什么我担心去教会呢？
But then as time went on, they realized, I do go out to shop and eat and meet with friends, so why am I afraid to go to church?
后来他们就老老实实的就求神去检查他们的心了。
So they honestly came before God and asked God to examine their hearts.
那神就让他们看到，其实你是习惯了在家里崇拜，一起床就崇拜，不用出去，方便很多。
So God has shown them that actually you've gotten accustomed to worshiping from home. You wake up in the morning and you right away you could attend, you could log in to worship. It's so much easier.
我不是说每一个不来我教会里不来崇拜的人都是懒惰。
And I'm not saying that everyone who chooses to not worship in person does it out of laziness.
因为有些时候我们是有真正的担心跟真正的地方我们需要去面对要做不困难的决定的。
Because there are real and legitimate concerns that we need to consider when we make decisions.
可是我们就是需要知道让神来帮助我们去监察我们的心。
But we need to ask God to examine our hearts in what we do.
为什么呢？因为只有神认识的我们，到我们很多时候都不知道我们在害怕什么的时候，神是知道，可以帮助我们知道怎么样去面对。
Because God can, through revealing to us our true source of fear, He can help us overcome the fears.
那个面对可能是留在家里更加小心。
Of course, the solution, the decision may be.Yes, you should stay home and be very careful.
也可能要打一步出去，让神去帮助你去安心的去面对你四周的环境。
It also could be that God helps us to take a step outside of the home and face the next step.
这里除了讲到神是无所不知之外
，Here not only does it say God knows everything.
这里也讲到神是一个无处不在的一个神。
It also describes God as one who is everywhere.
我们现在念第七节到第十二节。
We will read from verses 7 to 12.
先中文跟着英文。
我从哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我若说，黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜，黑夜也不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜却如白昼发亮，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you.
这里讲到神是知道我们在什么地方。
Here it talks about God knows where we are.
这里讲到这一个词叫做阴间。
The word used here is Sheol.
这里其实是阴间对那个熟的人来说是表示一个什么地方呢
？So what does the word Sheol mean? What did it mean to the people back then?
这个就是一个属于他们对他们来说是一个地下的深处的地方，是一个死亡的人会去的地方。
It's a dark place, in the underworld where dead people went.
所以这一段经文里面讲到的就是从天到地下的深处，神都在知道。
So this passage describes that God's presence is from high in the heavens or down in the dark, in the underworld.
那跟着呢，那个清晨的翅膀是什么呢
？So what is the sunrise in the morning?
就是太阳是从东面起的。
So the sun rises from the east.
那对以色列人来说，他们的那个海极就是在西面。
And to the Israelites, their sea is to their west.
所以这里是说到从天上到地的深处，到东面到西面，神都在。
So here it says, from the heavens to Sheol, from the east to the west, God is there.
那第七节里面，大卫是说到，我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里去逃避你的脸呢
？And in verse 7, David says.Where shall I go from your spirit? And where shall I flee from your presence?
那这里是讲到大卫有一个想逃避神的意思。
It seems to indicate that he has the desire to go and to flee.
那我不知道大卫是什么时候写着一个诗的。
I don't know for sure when David wrote this poem.
可是我知道大卫在他生命之中是有一个时间是要逃避神的。
But there was a period in David's life where he had to flee.
那是什么时候呢
？When was that？
那就是他跟拔示巴有了哪一个关系，跟着把他的先生杀掉哪一个时候
？That is when he had an affair with Bathsheba and caused her husband to die.
因为我们看到当那个事情发生之后，《撒母耳记下》第十一章二十七节就说什么？哀哭的日子过了，大卫差人将他接到宫里，他是做了大卫的妻，给大卫生了一个儿子。
Because in 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 27 it says, and when the morning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son.
那大卫就是有一点就是说啊 ，OK， 事情完了，我就把他接来宫里，好像没有发生过事情一样。
Basically, David was treating it as nothing. Okay, it's nothing to see here. Everything's finished. So now I'm just going to bring her in and make her my wife.
当然，我们都知道后来拿单就来跟把大卫就说，你做这一件事情是神非常之不喜悦的。
Of course, we also know that the prophet Nathan came to David and rebuked him and told him that it was something that was despicable to God.
那其实我们生命之中有没有也好像大卫这样子呢
？So do we act like David sometimes in our lives？
大卫就是有一点，就是我们有些也可能觉得我们跟神关系就是有一点像捉迷藏那样子。
So perhaps in our lives sometimes we almost do like a hide and seek with God。
那就是我们躲起来，就看神可不可以找到我们。
Where we hide somewhere。Thinking maybe if God can't find me, that would be fine.
可是要是你是那样子看你跟神的关系的话，你就错得很厉害了。
But if you actually think that way about your relationship with God, then it couldn't be more wrong.
顶多我们跟神是躲猫猫。
At most, what we're doing is playing peekaboo with God.
我们自己把手拿起来盖着自己的眼睛说啊。这样子神你就看不到我了。
When we cover our own eyes with our hands, we think to ourselves, oh, now God can't see us.
可是我们继续看这个诗篇，就看到神，大卫从开始觉得想躲避神，到后来他就知道神这个无处不在是多么珍贵的。
But we, as we read on, we can see how David changed from wanting to flee from God to recognizing how wonderful this knowledge is.
因为第十节里面他怎么说呢？
Because he's, what does he say in verse 10?
那我们就是说，就是在哪里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
It says, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
引导和扶持
to lead and to hold.
大卫是渴望神去带领他了。
Now David desires this kind of leading.
他不再想躲避神了。
No longer does he want to flee from God.
他为什么有这个改变呢？
What caused that change?
我们看一看第十一跟第十二节。
Let's read verses 11 and 12.
先用中文跟着英文念。
我若说黑暗必定 遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑暗黑夜，黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见，黑夜却如白昼发亮，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。 If I say surely the darkness shall cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, the night is bright as the dayFor darkness is as light with you.
那这里到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
我们可以看一看第十二节一个比较现代的翻译。
So here's a more modern translation of verse 12.
Okay.
It's from the message. It says, Oh, he even sees me in the dark.
那当代圣经里面就说到，然而即使黑暗也无法遮住你的视线。
Meaning, even darkness cannot cover your vision.
那这里是表示什么呢？我们自己以为我们自己在黑暗的地方，神看不到我们。
That means when we are in the dark, we think God cannot see us.
可是阻挡不了神的视线，神还是看得到我们的。
But that cannot disrupt God's vision. He still sees us.
而且那个黑暗，当神的到来，就把那个黑暗移走了。
And when God is there, He removes the darkness.
因为神本身是一个亮光。
Because God is light.
这个诗篇第一节开始的时候是说，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
And this psalm begins with, Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me.
那我们讲过，认识不单只是，这是一个知性上面的认识。
So we've talked about how this know is not just about information.
那鉴察其实也不单只是说神来搜查，是去找我们这个一个意思。
And this search also doesn't mean to examine or to just look for.
是神真的愿意去寻找我们，要把我们在黑暗之中找出来的意思。
It means to search for, to seek out from the dark.
你有没有想过？这一个都是福音本身的意思。
Have you thought about how this is the meaning of the gospel?
我们每一个人都是在黑暗当中，可是神去把我们在黑暗里面带出来。
We were all in darkness. We all lived in darkness. But God went into the darkness to search for us, to seek us out and brought us out.
使到我们可以活在他的亮光里面。
So that we can now live in His light.
那在这一个时候，我们有没有去思考一下我们自己的生命？
So do we think about our lives?
我们的生命有没有活在黑暗之中，而不想神去把我们带出来？
Are we still remaining in the dark and we don't want to be brought out by God?
我们有没有在黑暗之中？而觉得哦，躲在里面就可以了。
Do we feel okay being in the dark, thinking that we will not be seen?
有一些弟兄都跟我分享过，现在这么多时间一个人在家里，都是跟着电脑面前，是有很大的试探。
I have heard some brothers have shared with me, now that we're home all the time and we are in front of the computer all the time, that poses a great temptation to many people.
我们现在的生活模式方法里面方式里面有没有一些令我们常常受试探令我们常常活在黑暗的地方
The way we live now, does it pose a lot of temptations to us? Does it keep us in the dark?
我们知不知道神就是想让你知道他是希望把你从黑暗之中带出来
God desires to take you, bring you out of that darkness.
我们的神是一个无所不知、无处不在的神。
God is a God, our God is a God who knows everything and who is everywhere.
可是他更加是一个无时无刻都跟我们在一起，从恒古到永远都我和我们在一起的神。
But and he is also a God who is with us.Always from beginning to the end.
我们现在看一看第十三节到第十八节。
So let's read verses 13 to 18. 我的父肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造。在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候仍和你同在 For you formed my inward parts You knitted me together in my mother's womb I praise you For I am fearfully and wonderfully made Wonderful are your works My soul knows it very well My frame was not hidden from you When I was being made in secret Intricately woven in the depths of the earth Your eyes saw my unformed substanceIn your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you.
神是什么时候开始认识我们的?
When did God begin to know us?
这里说到我们就是在我们的母腹之中他已经知道了
Here it says Even when we were still in our mother's womb
这里讲到他伏庇我们他有一个联络我们
Here it talks about knitting us together
可是这些字其实是在那个用那个刺绣啊缝东西的时候的那一个心思来的
This uses the imagery of knitting and weaving and embroidery.
那想到这一个缝衣服啊这样子的时候我就想起中国一首诗。
When I think about knitting and sewing and embroidery, I thought of a Chinese poem.
慈母手中线游子心上衣。
The threads in a loving mother's hand become the clothes on the son's clothing when he travels.
神就是这样子好像母亲一样去把我们在我们的母亲的腹胎之中一个一步一步的缝起来做起来的
Like a loving mother God put us together one thread one tissue at a time in our mother's womb
而且他把我们做起来是一个非常之复杂的一个人
And he puts together a very complex human body.
而每一个人从我们的父母每一个人接受了23个衍生体
So each one of us receives 23 chromosomes from each parent.
这样子合起来我们每一个人就有我们很独特的一个 DNA.
So that forms a unique DNA for each one of us.
那跟着就是同一这样子在我们身体里面做了 一万个士巴。
And so there are 10,000, there are trillions of cells in each body.
就是这一些合起来，使到我们每一个人都有我们个人图的特别的地方。
And they together they form the unique person that each one of us is.
那这一些细胞就是合起来，就是帮助我们知道我们这是怎么样去思想，怎么样去行动。
And these cells together, work together to help us know how to act, what to think.
微软的创办人盖茨就说到，这个 DNA 本身就像一个电脑的程式，可是这一个电脑比我们现在所写的每一个程式都复杂很多。
So Bill Gates of Microsoft said that DNA is like a computer program.But far, far more advanced than any software ever created.
我们每一个人都是神怎么奇妙地做出来的。
So each one of us was put together by God in such a miraculous, wonderful way.
从我们在母亲的腹胎里面就已经神是看着我们一步一步地做。
So even in when we are still in our mother's womb, God sees that the different cells are formed together.
所以我们要知道，现在很多时候因为政治的原因，把堕胎这个问题政治化了。
So if we look at how the issue of abortion has been politicized.
可是这不是一个政治的问题。
But it really isn't a political issue.
这一个是神创造人的问题。
It's an issue of God's creation of a man.
可是神不单只在创造我们的时候我和我们在一起，他也跟着一生一世的跟我们在一起。
So God is not only with us when He formed us, He is also with us through our lives.
我们看一看第十六节。
Let's look at verse 16. 我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了；你所定的日子，我尚未度一日。你都写在你的册上了。Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them.
锁定的日子。
The days that were formed for me.
就是我们知道我们神是知道我们每一个人有我们定的日子。
So God knows.The days that He has formed for us.
在我们活在这个世界上面的每一天、每一分、每一秒，神都和我们在一起。
Every day, every minute, every second we are on this earth, God is with us.
可是到第十八节里面，他就讲到很奇怪的一个事情。
And yet in verse 18, He mentions something interesting.
说我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
It says.When I awake, I am still with you.
那这里没有讲过睡觉，为什么突然之间会讲睡醒这一个问题呢？
So it's strange because in verse, he hasn't talked about sleeping at all, but why in verse 18 he mentions awaking?
其实在这个原文里面，希伯来文里面，这一个字本身的有一个特别的意思。
Actually, in the original Hebrew, the word awake has a special meaning.
这是讲到一个到了一个终结，跟着醒来的一个意思。
It means coming to an abrupt stop and waking up from that.
所以其实有一个更加好的翻译，这里就是说到什么呢？
So, in fact, there's a maybe more suitable translation.
就是我到达终结，仍然和你同在。
It means when I come to the end, I am still with you.
这个醒来是什么意思？是表示我们死亡之后，离开这个世界之后，我们会醒来，神还是跟我们在一起。
It means when we come to the end of this life and we awake from it, God is still there with us.
表示神是跟我们到一起到永行。
That means God is with us to eternity.
我们跟神的同在是不受我们这个肉体生命时间的限制的。
The fact that we are with God, our togetherness with God, is not restricted or limited by our current earthly life.
所以无论怎么样，神都会和我们在一起。
So no matter what, God is with us. God will be with us.
所以我们的生命不是一个巧合这样子出发生的。
So our lives have not happened by random, randomly.
而是有一个很厉害的神，他在掌管我们的生命。
It's due to this powerful God who is in charge of our lives.
他知道我们所有的事情。
He knows everything about us.
我们在什么地方，他都同在。
He is with us wherever we go.
什么时候我们生命从开始到终结，他都和我们在一起。
At every stage of our lives, He is with us.
当我们认识一个这么有全能的神的时候，我们整个生命就会受到改变。
When we know such a powerful and almighty God, our lives will be changed.
当我们去看我们的生命的时候，就不单只是从我们自己自私的角度去看了。
So once we know Him and we look at our lives, we will no longer see it with our from our selfish perspective.
这是什么样可以从一个万能的神掌管我们生命的角度去看呢？
We can learn to see it from the perspective of an almighty and sovereign God.
当我们经历试探的时候，
When we experience temptations,
我们可以靠着他的能力去克服。
We can rely on his strength to overcome the temptations.
当我们面对一些我们不了解的事情的时候，
When we face things that we don't understand,
我们知道让他的话语，让他的圣灵来带领我们的话，我们就可以有不同的角度 去度过这些困难的时候。
We know to rely on God's word and God's Holy Spirit to take us through the difficult times.
那我不知道你们有没有看过这一个水果，知道这个水果叫做什么。
I don't know if you've ever seen this fruit and know what it's called.
这个水果是叫做奇迹果。
This fruit is called miracle berry.
为什么是奇迹呢？
Why is it called miracle?
因为它里面有一些蛋白的东西。
Because there are certain proteins in this fruit.
当你吃了之后，那这个蛋白就会粘在你的舌头上面。
Once you've eaten this fruit,the proteins in the flesh will attach to your tongue.
那个时候，当你去吃一些很酸的水果，
and then if you after that when you taste some really sour things, sour fruits,
那个味道就不再是酸的，而是变成甜的。
Those fruits no longer taste sour; they become sweet.
所以你想一想，你在街上面买到很酸很酸，你都不想吃，想丢掉的橘子。
So imagine if you bought some really, really sour oranges that you want to throw away.
要是你有这个奇迹果的话，你就可以把它拿来当甜饼吃。
So if you have this miracle berry, then you could eat all the fruit as dessert.
就是因为这样子，所以大卫就是讲到第十七、十八节。
So just like this, in the same way, in verses 17 and 18, David says, 神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand.
神是知道我们的一切。
God knows everything about us.
知道我们所经历的事情。
Everything we've experienced.
知道我们里面有多黑暗。
Knows the darkness within us.
知道我们的强悍跟弱点。
Knows our strengths and weaknesses.
我们每一个经历的试探、试炼。
The temptations and trials that we've been through.
我们每一个挣扎和失望。
The struggles and our disappointments.
都不是偶然的。
They are not by chance.
都是在神的计划当中。
They are all within God's plan.
来到帮助我们去更加成长，更加学习，依靠他，认识他。
They all come together to help us learn to trust God and rely on God.
我们和这么伟大的神有一个关系。
We have this relationship with an amazing God.
你觉得你应该怎么样去回应呢？
How would you respond to that?
我们看一看，先看大卫的回应，第十九到第二十二节。
Let's look at how David responded to God, from verses 19 to 22. 神啊，你必要杀着恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。因为他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。耶和华啊，恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们吗？我切切地恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。 Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God, O man of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies.
那这里好像我们觉得大卫的回应为什么那么暴力
？So you may feel, how come David's response is so violent?
可是我们要知道，在大卫的生命之中，他是神的一个战士，一个勇士。
But we must understand, David was God's warrior.
他那个时候需要做的事情是为神打仗。
What he was, asked to do, what he needed to do was to fight for him,
fight for God. 去建立神的国度。
To establish God's kingdom.
所以他这里讲到的其实是我要为神征战，我要站在神的哪一边去征战。
So he is saying, I will fight for God, I will fight on God's side.
所以我们的回应不是学大卫那样要去杀人。
So our response, of course, is not,Oh, I will go kill these people.
可是我们还是要做基督的精兵。
But we are still to be soldiers for God.
我们要知道，我们是要去为神的国度去做他的精兵，扩展神的国度。
We are to be soldiers of God's kingdom to expand His kingdom.
我们想到，尤其是在这个时候，我们怎么样去做神的精兵呢？
So, during a time like this, how will we go about being God's soldiers?
是不是这样子，福音就不可以传出去呢？
Just because we are at home doesn't mean the gospel cannot be spread and shared.
我们可能不可以用一些我们惯常传福音的方式把福音传出去。
Perhaps we cannot use some methods that we are comfortable.And have normally used.
福音布道会是很困难了。
Gospel meetings would be difficult to hold.
就算教会开了，你请人来教会也不是那么容易的。
Even if we have open in-person worship, it might be difficult for us to invite friends to come.
可是是不是福音就不用传呢？
But then do we stop sharing the gospel?
我觉得我们要思考一下，我们四周围可能有一些人在这个情况之下遇到很多的困难。
So let's think about this. There might be many people around us who are going through many difficulties.
可能也根本不知道怎么样去面对他们要面对的事情。
And they may not know how to face the problems that they have.
那我们可以就是让他们知道，你不要觉得你是非常之无助。
So what we can do is help them see that they are not helpless.
神还是同样的爱你们，关心你们。
God still loves you. God still loves, loves and cares about you.
用我们自己的见证去帮助他们去认识神。
From our own testimony, we can help them to see God.
大卫最后是怎么样去圆结这一个诗篇呢？
So how did David end the song?
那我们看第二十三跟二十四节。
So let's read verses 23 and 24. 神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的路，永生的道路。Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
那这里大卫是说到，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
So here David asked God to search him, to know him, and try him.
那第一节大卫是怎么样开始这一首诗的？
Do you remember how he began the psalm?
他是说，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
In verse 1, he says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
神已经做了这个，大卫希望他继续做下去。
Something that God has already done, David wants him to continue to do.
因为他知道这一个是神，他是需要神去继续在这样子在他生命里面工作。
Because David wants God to continue to work in his life just like that.
我们现在去很多不同的地方，你都知道他们要先量你的体温啊，还要看看，可能很多时候还要你填一个表。
So for example, many places that we go to now, sometimes they have to first have to take your temperature, and then you may be asked to answer a questionnaire.
那我想要是迟一点，要是有机会回教会的话，教会应该也有同样的方式要你们进去。
So later as you come back to church to worship, you probably we have similar procedures in place.
那你就觉得哎，真是有一点不方便。
So you might feel it's a little inconvenient.
可是其实你知不知道，有些时候就是，要是我跟你说哦，我们这一个测试不单只是填这个表，是要你走过一个机器，好像你去机场保安的时候坐飞机，你要走过哪一个机器？
But what if I told you, oh, not only do you have to fill out a questionnaire, you have to walk through a body scanner like you do at an airport.
可是这个机器比机场的哪个厉害很多。
But it's a machine that it's so much more powerful than the ones in the airport.
这个机器你一进去一走出来，它就会把你身体所有什么病什么不对的地方都列出来，跟着你就可以一样一样的帮你去医治。
What if the scanner as you walk through it scans you and it tells you all the diseases and problems and ailments that you have in your body so that you can go ahead and try to treat them.
那你会不会想说，哦，这样子就好了，我有什么问题都可以，就是要靠这个机器就面对了。
Then wouldn't you feel, oh, that's great, because then I would know what problems I should work on, I should deal with.
我可以及早发现，就去把这些东西搞好。
So the earlier detection would help me take earlier action.
哦，我们没有这个机器。
Well, we don't have anything like that.
可是我们有神的圣灵。
But we have God's Holy Spirit.
每一次当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们其实就是经过圣灵，好像这一个机器一样。
Every time when we come before God, God's Holy Spirit acts pretty much like a scanner like that.
他就是可以监察我们，认识我们。
He examines us and knows us.
那我们愿不愿意给神这样子去认识我们？
So are we willing to be known by God this way?
使到我们可以面对我们生命的每一个冲击。
So that we can face every trial that comes our way in our lives.
直到面对我们一些我们内心我们自己都不知道的地方。
So that we can face many things that we weren't even aware of.
直到我们无论去到什么地方什么时刻，我们都不用惧怕。
So that wherever we go, whenever in our lives, we don't have to fear.
你愿不愿意学大卫一样，邀请神说，神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Are you willing to be like David and ask God to search you and know your heart and try you and know your thoughts?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our God, our Lord.
我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We humbly come before you.
我们看见你的伟大，你的全能。
We see your almightiness.
所以我们愿意让我们的生命交在你的手中。
And we're willing to submit our lives to you.
完全打开，让你来监察我们。
To open ourselves completely so that you can examine us.
帮助我们。
And help us.
直到我们可以活一个带给神你荣耀的生命。
So that we can live a life that glorifies you.
我们的祷告奉基督耶稣的名祈求。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.